I'm sitting here with Jess Galligan, Executive Director of Pell Historical Village. And Jess, you're going to talk a little bit about the Windmill Winterham.
Yes, we have a lot of exciting activities on the roster this year. This is a tradition that's been going on for several years now, and one where we always try to find fresh new classes and presentations for people to attend. And I'm pretty excited about what we have for this season.
So how do you determine what classes there are going to be?
Yeah, so first we kind of look at what we did last year and see, okay, what was popular? What are we doing again? So for example, last year we had a chair caning class. It filled up really quickly. So we're offering another chair caning class this year. I also chat with my staff, just finding out, what sorts of things are you wanting to plug into, or even volunteers. We have some fabulous volunteers. What are the strengths and talents of our volunteers that they might be willing to share? We always want to do things that are fun and engaging, but also things that are teaching and you'll learn from it. So that's what we tried to do again this year was here are a couple things that are more education focused. Here are a couple things that are maybe more just entertainment and fun, but certainly elements of both in every offering.
Going back a little bit on what you said there, it's actually a different set of activities every year. Unless it's really popular, you try and rotate things around.
We do, yeah. And again, that's just to keep people interested and engaged. We have new people joining these classes every year, but we also tend to have similar audiences from year to year. So making sure that we have ways to keep people plugged in. And then, of course, you know, if we have a random class that does get people interested who weren't part of our regular audience, I'll throw out chair caning as an example again. You know, that's sort of a lost art. That's sort of a dying art. And yet we have people all the time who call us and say, do you know who can cane my chairs for me? So again, that's where we found a need, matched it with a volunteer who has significant skills and expertise in chair caning, and turned it into a class, which drew people that we had never really seen before participating in Pella historical events saying, oh man, this is a skill, a folk art, artisanship that I want to learn and be a part of. And then we're thrilled to see new and old faces both.
Do they have to be quote unquote Dutch activities?
That's a good question. We have a little bit of everything. I can go through this year's roster. So speaking of Dutch, we have Dutch Day Camp Grown-Ups Edition this year. So this one is a Dutch focused one. We have Dutch Day Camp for kids every summer, which is super fun. We've had grown-ups say to us, oh man, I'd love to do that. That sounds fun. So we were like, okay, why not? So Dutch Day Camp Grown-Ups Edition is happening again this year. We do still have a few spots open for this, so definitely encourage folks to sign up. It's led by Lisa Jaarsma-Zijlstra. She's a Pella native. She has a master's degree in history, and she's the one who leads Dutch Day Camp for students in the summer. So she's leading it with a grown-up twist this year. You'll still have the Pella history, the Dutch history and culture, samples of Dutch food, hands-on crafting. But again, with an adult twist, we will have a beer tasting, for example, of Dutch beer. So that's going to be a fun one. That's a Dutch-focused one. We have one about Pella and the Civil War. It's a play led by Mary Borg and a group of talented actresses. So that will take place in the Schulte House, which is cool because this play was written and the setting is the Schulte House. So it's really exciting to be doing it actually in the location where these things really took place. Very limited space left for that, for Pella and the Civil War. So do sign up for that quickly if you're interested. Not Dutch, but very Pella-focused, Pella history. We have a winter tea and painting, so that is not even a little bit Dutch or Pella. It's just a fun, cozy evening where you'll have winter charcuterie. You'll get to paint a winter barn scene with an instructor who is really, she's a great teacher. You'll walk away with a fabulous product, even if you don't think you know anything about painting. So that's going to be a fun one, a cozy evening in January. I already mentioned chair caning. And then the last one, which this is sort of the debut announcement of this, we'll be doing a program with a woman named Rochelle Chase. She is an expert on the community of Buxton, Iowa. And this is in partnership with Pella Corporation, who is sponsoring this. It will take place at Pella Corp's auditorium as well. So more details coming very soon, but I am really excited about this presentation about Buxton, which if you're not familiar, was a coal mining town really close to Pella that was sort of presented as a black utopia. It was a place in a time where, you know, black and white people were not treated equally. In Buxton, it was a place where they did live together harmoniously, and a really interesting snapshot of a community from a long time ago. So excited about that and all that presentation will entail. And like I said, we'll have more information on our website soon.
Coal mining was huge during mm-hmm. that time.
Yeah.
And so they were a vital part of this local economy.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, again, it's not Pella specific, but I think it's something that a lot of people in the area have a connection to or know about or have, you know, just heard a little bit about and want to learn more. You know, Buxton was not far away from here and it's not a town that exists anymore. There are just a few foundations of buildings left standing where the town was. So sort of, I don't want to say a local mystery because we do know a lot about it, but maybe something that you just know a tiny bit about. And this will be a great way to come learn a whole lot more about.
Anything exciting coming down the pike for 2026 here, Jess?
Yeah, so we close in January and February, half of March. This is a great time at our museums where we're doing, you know, deep cleaning, repairs, and then doing a lot of goal setting and planning for the next season. So, of course, in 2026, we'll all have all of our regular events. You know, Tulip Time, it's going to be our 91st Tulip Time, going to be fabulous. Caramis, King's Day, we'll have our market at Sculpty Gardens for King's Day again. That was really exciting last year, having our first one. Probably most exciting for 2026 is we hope to be opening our brand new trolley station. You've probably heard bits and pieces of the process for the trolley station. You know, we had a $450,000 fundraiser that was met with excitement and generosity. And the goal is to have that trolley station open and functioning in 2026. So stay tuned for that. We'll be posting updates, you know, as we go along. But that's one thing I'm really excited about this coming year. It's one of those things that I don't know why no one else has done it before. And maybe there's been iterations of it in the past. But having it be sort of a permanent part of the community, both for locals and visitors alike, I think is going to be a huge asset for Pella.
Jess, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dave.